This past weekend, there was a Buffalo Bisons game, Kanye West concert, and the Great Big Duck in the Inner Harbor happening all at once. It drew tens of thousands of people downtown, and it created some traffic tie-ups. It tested the patience of some downtown visitors who may not have anticipated that traffic. For some, the thought of such gridlock on a more frequent basis creates an argument against a downtown football stadium. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz was a strong advocate for renewing the Buffalo Bills' lease in their current Orchard Park home. But he's not going to debate whether a downtown stadium would be a traffic nightmare because he says there are no discussions with the Bills about a downtown stadium. The county executive says Bills owners Terry and Kim Pegula are still committed to New Era Field.
If you go around and you take a look at the New Era Field, you'll see a tremendous amount of investment from the Pegulas. Millions of dollars have been invested just in the last couple of years alone by the Pegulas. If they were thinking about leaving that facility anytime soon, they wouldn't be investing millions of dollars for a facility that they were going to abandon in 4 or 5 years.
The Bills committed $35 million to an overall $130 million renovation of their 43-year-old home stadium. Erie County kicked in $41 million, while New York State provided $54 million. Poloncarz says the only discussion about a possible new stadium is coming from the media. Back in June, National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell stated that the Bills should pursue a new venue, but the Pegulas stated at that time they're in no hurry. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.